Let's pray. May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, last weekend, a number of us went to a Christian festival called Greenbelt. Greenbelt creates a space to see potential in everyone. It allows people to be who they are and to connect with God. There's a plethora of talks which are challenging and cover a huge range of subjects, including things like action against poverty, climate change, and the modern family. There's music. Jill and I did do a bit of dancing. There is entertainment. There's poetry, prayer, devotion, and worship. We all had an opportunity to learn new things, have our understanding broadened, and our thinking challenged. Learning and growing is what the Christian faith is all about. And in 2 Peter 3:18, it instructs us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. We're never too old to learn. Every day is an opportunity to grow. Indy is taking a step forward today as she's baptised. She becomes a light for Christ. We never stop learning and growing. For well over 100 years, we have celebrated Education Sunday in the Church of England. It's a day of prayer and celebration for everyone in the world of education. And we're celebrating it, as I say, today. It's not only an opportunity to celebrate teachers and the amazing work that they do, but to remember children and young people as they go back to school in this forthcoming week. It's an opportunity to reflect on the challenges facing young people today and to think about the challenges faced by the education system. Many in our congregation, as we've seen, are or have been teachers. And I asked Josh and Ruth what they love most about being a teacher. Josh is a primary school teacher who recently got married here. He spoke of the thrill of the light bulb moment when the children finally understand the principle he's teaching. And Ruth, who joins us at times, says as a secondary school teacher, she spoke about the sense of privilege when her positive affirmation of a child makes them grow and take a step towards their full potential. Now, I've asked Jenny to come forward and share, as a teacher, what you are most looking forward to and what you love about being a teacher.
Thank you. Sorry, I have written it down, but I didn't think I was going to be able to just walk the class. So when Andrea asked me to say how I felt about being a teacher, this was my immediate reaction. I wrote it down. Well, having had my own children, I wasn't really interested in other people's. But once I got involved in supporting children in their learning, I quickly realised the value and the importance of the relationship between adults and children, teachers and pupils. And what an honour to have played a part in the lives of so many children who have grown and are still growing into responsible global citizens. And from my perspective, I have learnt so much from others about a wide range of subjects and about myself. And I also realise that there's always, always more to learn. Every day's a school day.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. Excellent.
Now, not all of us have been teachers, but we all went to school. So I want you just to pause for a moment and to think, who was your favourite teacher at school? What made them special? And while you're thinking, I'm going to ask Gemma and Esther forward to just share their reflections on their favourite teachers.
Mm.
Well, my favourite teacher was probably my foundation teacher, so like from right at the start. She was called Miss King. And probably because, given it was like right at the start of my sort of educational journey, she was sort of there and she was the first person I sort of encountered as helping me to learn things. So yeah, I think she's a teacher I'll always remember.
I don't really have a certain teacher, but I think, obviously, as I was in year 11, the more support that you can have from your teachers, the better, in terms of most of them were very willing to mark extra work or to have a chat with me if I was not quite sure on certain things in the exams. And I think that's why I got on so well with most of my teachers.
Are supportive, they really begin to see who you are. I think that's worth celebrating this morning, don't you? Please let's give them a round of applause. Now, one of my favourite films, I often talk about films, don't I, is The Help. It recounts the story of a young white woman, an aspiring journalist, who wrote a book about black maids working in the 1960s America. Despite the racism they faced, these women built extraordinary relationships with the children that they cared for. And I want to play a clip from the film as one of the maids responds to a little girl rejected by her mother. We've got the visual, we don't think we've got the sound, so let's have a go. But you'll get the idea. She says, "Years kind, years smart, years important."
Years kind, years important.
Yes. <That's it.
laughs> Wonderful. Do you know, perhaps not all great teachers are found in schools. One of the travesties of our time is how children and young people are crushed by negativity and defined by those around them. They're exposed to so many more pressures than any of us encountered when we were at school. Teachers can be an amazing, as we've heard, stabilising presence in a world of negative influence. Let's watch that clip again.
You are smart. You are important. You are smart. You are kind. You are important. Oh, that's so good.
Brilliant. Thank you. Now, Jesus was a theological educator. He was, of course, much more than that, but certainly no less. He taught the 12, and he taught the crowds. The gospel frequently calls him teacher or rabbi, suggesting the reputation he gained for teaching. Indeed, more than once he was identified himself as a teacher. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am." Moreover, Jesus' teaching provoked reactions, hostile on the part of the authorities, but usually more positively from the crowd. People came in huge numbers to hear him. They were amazed at his teaching. He was the teacher par excellence. The Bible is, as Christians, our textbook, and our reading from Romans today teaches us of the attributes of a person who follows Christ. Attributes Paul draws from the teaching and actions of Christ. Our key learning point being that Christ's message, which was to do what I do. Matthew tells us that we are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Listen to our amazing teacher. Follow his example, and let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to our Father in heaven. So Indy, who's I think now got to go to the back for a second. So Indy, as you are baptized today, may you grow up as a light that shines brightly. May your family and your godparents, together with all of us here at St. Bartholomew's, teach you well and point you towards the one who makes everything make sense. As you look to Christ, he will be your guide and show you how to be. Through Christ, you will achieve your potential and be formed into his likeness. For Christ is the greatest teacher of all. Amen.